your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earl.
Disruption is continuing for drivers in Kent this afternoon, with Operation Stack still in place on a part of the M20. It's the fifth time in 4 weeks lorries have been made to park on the coastbound carriageway as they wait to cross the channel. It's after disruption to Eurotunnel services yesterday. Dover MP Charlie Elphick.
Everyone is sick and tired of the M20 being ground to a halt every time Calais sneezes, Dover and Kent catching a cold. I think the people of Kent have suffered enough, and what we need to see is more proactive movement on getting long-term sustainable solutions.
Meantime, a Kent man's told KMFM he claims he has a solution to Operation Stack. IT consultant Simon Mallett thinks creating a solar farm that could double up as a lorry park could keep the motorway running. He says it would be paid for by selling the electricity.
You need about 50 to 60 acres, which is about the size of a large industrial field. That's about the size of a solar farm.
This is KMFM News.
A man arrested on suspicion of murder after a body was found at a flat in Chatham has been released on bail. The body of the 59-year-old was found at the property in Kinross Close after police were called on Sunday. A 46-year-old from the town, who's been questioned for the past 3 days, has been bailed until next Wednesday. The health secretary has told hospital consultants in England to agree to work in weekends in the next 6 weeks. Jeremy Hunt says they'll be forced to accept new contracts if they don't, as part of plans to create a seven-day NHS. But Dr. Hamid Khan thinks any changes could create more problems.
If you are going to put consultants working on weekends, how will you fill the gaps that are then created on the weekdays? You're simply moving the problem from weekends to weekdays, unless you substantially increase funding and unless you substantially increase the numbers of consultants that are available.
Meantime, Kent's biggest hospital is starting to hit national targets for waiting times in A&E following a programme of improvements. Medway Maritime Hospital's emergency department was once ranked one of the worst in the country. However, latest figures show almost 25,700 people attended A&E between April and June. 92.9% of them were seen within the government's four-hour target time.
KMFM News.
A search is underway for an Ashford man convicted of weapons and driving offences after he failed to turn up at court. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see a picture of Leon Campbell, who was jailed for more than a year last August and later released on licence. An arrest warrant's been issued for the 23-year-old after he didn't appear at North Surrey magistrates. Ferry workers protesting against job losses on a cross-channel route are thought to be still on board two vessels docked in Calais. The ships, which had been operated by My Ferry Link, have been occupied since the beginning of the month by strikers angry about a proposed takeover by DFDS. It's unclear how many are on board, but it's reported parts of the ship have been vandalised. And Paul Hollywood's been at the Kent race circuit, where Jenson Button and Lewis Hamilton started their careers, to help unveil a new fleet of karts. They've been driven around Buckmore Park in Chatham as part of an event to also mark the site's official takeover by motorsport legend John Surtees. The Bake Off judge has recently started racing, and it's hoped the karts will get more young people into the sport too.
My son Josh started doing the rookie championship, had a bit of a play, then he went into the rookie, now he's just gone up to the junior championship. So now it's a big learning curve for Josh to sort of get into it as well. But I love karting. I love karting here. It's a fantastic place.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and England's bowlers are struggling to break down Australia at the start of the second Ashes test at Lord's. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the tourists won the toss and chose to bat, and a short time ago they'd moved on to 102 for one. Speaking before the match got underway this morning, Captain Alistair Cook insisted his team are still the underdogs to win the Ashes.
We've got to not get too carried away, only 5 days into the series, so that's, you know, what we got to be wary of. You know, they're going to come back hard at us. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Can we put the pressure again back on them?
Meantime, it's the final day of Kent's latest county championship match at the Oval. Surrey need just another 25 runs to win and are currently on 100 for three. And in football, Liverpool manager Brendan Rodgers insists he ended on good terms with Raheem Sterling. The forward has become England's most expensive player ever after moving to Manchester City for a fee which could rise as high as £49 million.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.